This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal after Hamas promotes numerous changes to a U.S.-backed plan. He said on Wednesday some of the changes were workable and some not. The back and forth laid bare frustration over the difficulty of reaching an accord that can bring an end to 8 months of war that has decimated Gaza, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and left scores of Israeli hostages still languishing in militant captivity held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A U.N. inquiry found on Wednesday both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes in the early stages of the war in Gaza, and Israel's actions also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The reports, which cover the conflict through the end of December, found that both sides committed war crimes, including torture, murder or willful killing, outrages upon personal dignity, and inhuman or cruel treatment. The report added Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare. The COI statement said some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted crime against humanity by Israel, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The U.S. military on Wednesday urged a de-escalation in rising tensions between Israel and Lebanon. Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
We are seeing an increase in activity in the north, and we don't want things to escalate into a broader regional conflict.
This is VOA News. Negotiators for the Group of Seven have reached an agreement on a plan to provide Ukraine with $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets, two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press on Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden and President Volodymyr Zelensky will also sign a security agreement on Thursday between the U.S. and Ukraine when they meet on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy, aiming to send a signal to Russia of American resolve in supporting Kyiv. Biden, who's fearful of being pulled into direct conflict between the nuclear-armed powers, is not committing U.S. troops to Ukraine, the administration said. A Russian Navy ship and a nuclear-powered submarine churned into Cuba's Havana Harbor on Wednesday. A stopover the U.S. and Cuba said posed no threat, but which was widely seen as a Russian show of force as tensions rise over the Ukraine war. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
William Leo Grand is a professor at American University.
This geopolitical alignment has echoes of the Cold War, but unlike the first Cold War, the Cubans are drawn to Moscow now, not by any ideological affinity, but by economic necessity.
The stopover coincides with Cuba's worst social and economic crisis in decades, with shortages of everything from food, medicine, and fuel, and growing discontent on the street. According to Russia's defense ministry, the four Russian vessels sailed to the communist-run country on Wednesday after conducting high-precision missile weapons training in the Atlantic Ocean. Cuba's foreign ministry said the fleet carried no nuclear weapon, something echoed by U.S. officials.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Some southern African countries pushing against Britain's anti-hunting efforts suffered a blow when the Labour Party, expected to form the next government, committed to support a ban on hunting trophy imports. Kondisi Dube reports.
Angola, Botswana, Namibia, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe say in a joint statement they are disappointed Britain's Labour Party will attempt to ban hunting trophies. The countries say, however, that unlike the Conservative government, the Labour Party has at least pledged a full consultation on a policy with significant ramifications for conservation programs in our countries. Botswana, with the largest elephant herd in the world at more than 130,000, has been at the forefront of a campaign against the UK and other European nations' efforts to ban hunting trophies from Africa. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Haroni, Botswana.
The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday mass starvation is a very real risk in some regions of war-torn Sudan, where conflict has made medical aid broadly unavailable. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.